Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
If you believe that God is definitely worthy, this song is for you. Here's New Tradition with Thou Art Worthy. Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their story. It's an honor and a pleasure to welcome back to the program the one and only Brother Austin Moore. Welcome back to Real Gospel.
Thank you, X-Man. Appreciate that. It's always good to be here with you.
Yeah, in the studios. In the studios,
yes,
once
yes,
again.
Yes.
You are a busy individual. I know you try to say, no, I'm not that busy, but you are.
Yeah, you are.
So, what goes on in the day in the life of Austin Moore?
Whew, Lord have mercy. I'm the music director at Cathedral of Praise, Church of God in Christ on Clarksville Pike.
That's right.
Bishop Jerry L. Maynard. Of course, have to give him a shout
That's
out.
Right. Oh, by the way, Austin is my church member, by the way.
Absolutely.
We're church members together.
That's right.
Disclaimer for all you all who are listening. Go ahead.
That's right. And then, of course, I have been the house drummer for BET's Gospel, well, was Dr. Bobby Jones in the Nashville Super Choir. I was with Dr. Jones for a little over 10 years or so, playing on the show on BET in D.C. And then I transitioned from there to the Blind Boys of Alabama.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So I've been with the Blind Boys of Alabama for about 16 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we do anywhere between 175 to 200 shows year-round.
Man.
Around the world.
Wow. And I can personally attest to that. You know that I can.
Yes.
I was, my mother lives in Athens, Georgia. That's where I went to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I went home for the weekend. I just went home for the weekend. And so the Blind Boys of Alabama happened to be in Athens that weekend.
Yes, we were.
My mother said, come go to the show with me. I said, okay, ma. So I go to the show. And I look up at the stage and say, that guy looks familiar playing those drums. He just looks very Austin Moore.
Yeah.
That's right. He plays for the vibe, for the Blind Boys. And, and so I came out. So it took you a second to recognize.
Yeah.
Probably said, wait a minute, I know that guy. Nah, I couldn't be.
When we were taking our bows, I heard someone calling my name. I was like, and someone was like, do you know that person? I was like, I don't know who it was because the lights were dark.
It
was dark in there. So I couldn't see. But I heard you.
So I just want to let you know we recognize you in the house. So for those of you who are waiting, I told you in advance, his latest CD project is called Thou Art Worthy, and the group is called New Tradition. Last time you were here, I was playing a few cuts off of the last CD project, and I recognized a few faces.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't recognize them at the time. I think I was still new to gospel. I just came over from R&B and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But I see, of course, Kyla Jade is going on to do tremendous things.
Absolutely. Yes, she is.
Yes, indeed.
We're proud
Shout
of
out,
her.
Kyla.
Mm-hmm.
Another face that I do recognize, I think I recognize, is that Michelle Prather?
That's Michelle Prather.
That's her as well.
Uh-huh.
She's doing tremendous things.
Yes, she is.
And the other person I do recognize is Patrick.
Yeah, Patrick Fortson.
And where is he at? What's he doing?
Patrick is in Atlanta, and he is pursuing his solo career as well. So he's back and forth between Atlanta and L.A.
Wow.
Recording and doing things of that sort.
Wow. Mm. That brother can sing.
Yes, he can.
I mean, they all can sing,
yes,
but I mean,
can.
It's... If you all see him in person, you'll know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
So now on the new CD cover, I recognize two of them are back. Patrick with the new look and Michelle Prather. I don't recognize many of the other people. So who else is on this project?
Well, the only guest we have on the record is Jay Vito.
Okay.
Jay Vito is one of the background singers for the famed Hamiltones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Yep.
I recognize that group. Yeah.
He's one of the... he's one of these background vocals for Anthony Hamilton, and his roots go back before R&B, but they go back into the quartet rankings. And so we have a nice little foot stomping, groovy quartet number that we have on there. And I say, hey, you know, let me call my brother and let him, you know, chirp a little bit on the record.
I like number five.
Mm-hmm.
These are my favorites. I'm
sorry.
I like the whole project, but number five, He's Able.
Okay.
And then number eight and nine, He Lifted Me, because they both have the same title,
Church.
But one is the extended version,
right,
I think.
Right.
But those two right there are just something else.
Yeah. High energy, high octane. He's Able is just some good old sanctified East Coast apostolic type of fast churchy number.
So for those people who don't know a whole lot about you, tell them a little bit about where you're from, because you're from Kentucky, correct?
Yes.
So tell them a little bit about who you are.
Again, my name is Austin Moore. I'm a drummer, bass player, producer, music consultant. I have so many hands and so many different things in the music industry. Mm-hmm. But I was born and raised in Louisville, Kentucky, mm-hmm. and then I moved to Nashville, the greater Nashville area, in 2003. Mm-hmm. And at that time, I was 2 years in already working with Dr. Jones, and was convinced by Derek Lee. I'm going to give him a shout out. Yeah. Of course, Nashville knows who he is. Yeah. Derek Lee is like my musical mentor. Mm-hmm. And so he was like, hey, if you move to Nashville, there can be a whole lot of different musical opportunities mm-hmm. that can happen for you mm-hmm. being in Nashville versus being in Louisville. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, I had gotten tired of driving 2 hours for rehearsal, mm-hmm. 2 hours to fly, 2 hours mm-hmm. to get on the bus and whatever and whatnot. And so I had made the conscious decision to make that kind of move.
Yeah.
And when I made that move, I mean, it went nothing but up from there. God has tremendously blessed my career and blessed me and my family.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life.
Yeah, yeah. And I know you probably get this question often, but every now and then, because you are, what's your instrument of choice?
My instrument of choice is drums, because I've been playing drums for so long.
Mm-hmm.
But bass, just when I have to. Mm-hmm. Of course, I play bass at the church.
Yeah.
And then I'll play bass if I'm tracking mm-hmm. something, or if I'm fixing a mistake or mm-hmm. something like that of another bass player. But other than that, drums is pretty much what I do full time.
Because I could have sworn I've seen you play just about every instrument up there in the band.
Oh, I wish
Didn't
I could.
Didn't I see you on the piano one time?
Oh, I was just playing. Oh, but okay, I sure wish I could play B3, though. I wish I could. I honestly wish I could.
Multi-talented. So this CD project, you wrote some of the music?
I wrote Heart of Worship.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote He Is Here.
Okay.
And then I arranged pretty much the rest of the record.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the ones I picked, that's a shame, man. The ones that I picked, that you didn't have a total hand on that.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah.
But you directed the music.
Oh, yeah. I produced the record, of course. So I was in charge of placing the singers, placing the right vocals on the right songs, putting the right players on the right songs.
Gotcha.
Because I have different players playing different things on the record. It is a studio record.
Yeah.
So, it was a lot of fun to put together and... Yeah. A lot of creative ideas in the studio that we did and the record that we did, and very much so proud of what we did.
Yeah, a lot of work. So who are the members of New Tradition? What's the idea behind the group?
Well, the idea behind the group, I did not want to have a typical community group or an artist, if you would. I wanted where it would be kind of like top heavy. I didn't want to have two great singers and then everyone else just play background.
Yeah.
I wanted to create a group that was versatile and that every member, the requirement is for you to be able to sing anywhere between 2 to 3 parts.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you must be a leader and you must be able to control the flow of the anointing in the room and this and that and that and the other.
Yeah.
So those are pretty much the requirements. So New Tradition is basically a group, a hand-picked assembly of singers, of lead singers actually.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course it never leaves me to the place where, you know, I can't accept an engagement because, you know, this person can't go or that person can't go. It's just, we have the next man up mentality. If one can't go, then boom, the next one steps up and goes in their place.
Until you just said, so they're all made up of lead singers.
Yes. Everyone is a lead singer.
Sing in their own right.
Yes.
Wow. So what is a rehearsal like sometimes? Well,
we really don't rehearse because we don't do top 40. We do our record. So there's no need for us to rehearse over the same songs that they recorded.
Yeah.
So any adjustments that we make are normally during sound check of an engagement.
Gotcha.
But other than that, no, there's no rehearsal.
Okay.
We get together and we wing it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the CD project is available. Are you all touring? What's going on with New Tradition Group?
Yes, we are in the promo process.
Okay.
Of course, the record released June 8th.
Okay.
And so last week we did the Indiana State Fair. We opened up for Kirk Franklin.
Wow.
In Indianapolis. And then we're in Milwaukee, September 8th and 9th. We're in concert, and then a couple of churches up there. And then October the 3rd, we're actually at the Potter's House in Dallas with T.D. Jakes. And then on the 5th, Friendship West with Freddie Haynes, which, of course, is another mega ministry of Dallas. One of the top two ministries alongside of Potter's House, give or take. And you know, the Lord is blessing our ministry. It's a marathon for us. It's not a sprint. We understand that. And the Lord is continuing to put, continuing to fill our calendar.
That's amazing. And that's awesome. So any dates for right here in Nashville, Tennessee?
Well, you know, we're going to have to talk to our pastor about that and see if we can put together something at Cathedral.
Why not?
We, the music that we do is indicative to the stuff and the things that he likes.
So. Okay, it is. Well, listen, it's been an honor and a pleasure having you come. You said this is the first time you've seen both the CDs together.
I haven't seen both CDs together. No,
that's amazing.
No.
Went and I said, let me look at these CDs, but this is awesome. You didn't think I still had this.
I was so shocked when I saw that. It's 10 years older at least.
Everybody looks skinny and
young and you know, tight skin.
That's something else. So how can the listeners find out more about you? How can they get the CD Project and et cetera, et cetera?
Well, they can find out more about me. I'm on Facebook, Austin Moore. And then you can also reach out to me or follow me on Instagram at Austin, AUSTINMOORE .615. Or you may reach New Tradition, or you can follow New Tradition on Instagram, and it is NU.Tradition. And you may be able to purchase the new record or both records on Walmart.com or Amazon.com or TuneCore or iTunes. We're pretty much on all of the major media markets.
Gotcha. And so, so you're doing that. And so, wishing the Blind Boys of Alabama, what's the schedule like with them? They can catch you with them as well, correct?
You're absolutely correct. You can catch me with them. You can go on blindboys.com, and then you will be able to see our schedule. Pretty much between October and January, we will be between Korea and maybe 10 different countries of Europe and a Midwestern tour of the United States. So it's going to be a very, very busy fall and winter for us.
That is something else. I bet you've got some amazing stories. Man, write you a book.
I do.
The one and only brother Austin Moore of New Tradition and I want to say the Five Blind Boys.
They were.
But they just go by the Blind Boys.
Absolutely.
So there it is. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
Yes, sir.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.